As Republicans make that decision, Congress will be focusing on the economy in this new year. Many economists and lawmakers are predicting a recession, so members from both parties are proposing ways to fight it. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke is set to testify today before lawmakers on that issue, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Maybe it's some leftover holiday spirit, or maybe it's polls showing most Americans take a dim view of the partisan gridlock in Washington. Whatever the case, in these early days of the second session of the 110th Congress, there sure is a lot of talk about bipartisanship. It might be the issue. Everyone seems to agree that an economic recession looms around the corner and that Congress should act. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Again, it's about confidence, and I think nothing would restore more confidence in the American people than if we could come up with a bipartisan initiative right away that says we are working together.
Democrats say a stimulus package could be on the president's desk in as few as 30 days. Pelosi met with Republican House leaders yesterday to present a united front on the urgency of the problem. House Minority Leader John Boehner spoke to reporters afterwards.
There's no question there's a threat to the economy. And so there is an agreement that we will work together to try to bring forward a package that truly is stimulative, that will happen quickly. And those conversations are going to continue in the coming days.
As always in these issues, the devil is in the details. And while the two parties agree something should be done, they're not close to agreeing on what. Democrats tend to favor some direct cash infusions to low and middle income Americans in the form of tax rebates, extending jobless benefits for those out of work, and making food stamps more available. Their mantra, that a stimulus program be targeted, timely, and temporary. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York.
Direct injections of cash into the economy through both immediate consumer and government spending are the shots in the arm needed to ward off a recession. In fact, many economists believe that spending stimuli have a greater immediate effect on the economy than tax cuts.
The Joint Economic Committee Schumer chairs heard testimony yesterday from a panel of economists. Former Clinton Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers says any stimulus should add up to $75 to $100 billion, and maybe twice that.
Economic cooling is a much greater risk today than economic overheating. There's sufficient weakness in the economy now to justify stimulus legislation that will take effect as rapidly as possible.
Democrats favor stimulating the economy by putting cash in the hands of consumers, and some Republicans agree. Other Republicans believe the solution lies in cutting taxes. There have been calls to extend the Bush tax cut, set to expire in 2010, and a group of conservative House Republicans yesterday proposed cutting the corporate income tax rate from 35% to 25%. Texas Republican Jeb Hensarling.
Perhaps one thing we agree on in Congress is that a stimulus package is needed. But we think it is more important, those of us on this dais today thinks it's more important to stimulate paychecks than stimulate welfare checks.
Nothing is likely to be settled until President Bush weighs in. He plans to hold a conference call with congressional leaders later today and a meeting next week. We'll have a better idea then if Congress and the White House can truly put aside their partisan differences. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.
You can learn more about some of the options for jumpstarting the economy by going to our website, npr.org.